the rest of the story. Maybe it's because policemen as a rule are such disciplined, upstanding, uncompromising fellows that one bad cop sticks out, stinks up the force. Patrolman John Parker was a bad cop. Shiftless, they called him, unpredictable, unreliable, continually in trouble. His rather average appearance belied his extraordinary mediocrity. Parker was 34, sandy-haired, married, father of three small children. He lived in modest but comfortable quarters at 750 L Street. He had joined the force after a hitch in the Army. He was well-liked at first, and yet, while a career in law enforcement challenges most to excellence, it brings out the worst in a very few, and John Parker was one of those few. His rookie year, he was suspended and tried by a police board for conduct unbecoming an officer, and he was found guilty, and he was reprimanded and transferred. Shortly thereafter, he was charged with verbal abuse of a woman who had requested police protection. Next, he was nailed for hurling profane insults at a superior officer. Then they caught him sleeping on duty in a streetcar. This is one bad cop. The following April, Officer Parker was discovered drunk and disorderly in a house of prostitution. At the trial, one of the hookers testified in his defense that Parker had not once been observed drunk or disorderly in all of the 5 weeks he had been living and sleeping in this bordello. Well, it was only 2 weeks after his acquittal on that charge that John Parker was found napping on duty again in another streetcar. And then 3 months later, he got in trouble for cussing out a citizen who asked him for help. And yet in each of these instances, the patrolman managed to escape any real punishment. He was either reprimanded or otherwise just let off the hook altogether. Alcoholism seems to have been a thread running through Parker's problems. At least most of his insubordination and undependability were linked to drinking, however light or heavy. And since the department kept him on despite everything, it became their problem to find duty easy enough for him to perform. I mean, what would you do with somebody like Patrolman John Parker? Well, I'll tell you what Metro did with him. They gave him a soft assignment. They gave him a soft assignment, and yet, you know, he botched even that. In fact, I want to tell you about that. During that soft assignment, John got bored as usual and left his post and picked up a couple of drinking buddies and headed for a nearby tavern. And there they all got loaded until it was too late. For you see, unknown to Officer Parker, among the men in that same bar was one drinking for courage, a fellow carrying a gun who left the tavern shortly thereafter to keep an appointment with history. The man with the derringer was John Wilkes Booth. I told you John Parker was a bad cop, perhaps the least reliable on the entire Washington, D.C. police force. And yet that night, he had been designated personal bodyguard to President Abraham Lincoln. That's right. That night, John Parker was across the street drunk when he was supposed to be guarding the president's box. April 14, 1865, at Ford's Theater. Now you know the rest of the story.